U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan announced the finalists in a conference call.
Arizona, California, Colorado, District of Columbia.
Nearby Illinois and Ohio made the list, but Wisconsin did not. There is no immediate feedback on why some states didn't become finalists, but Secretary Duncan put a positive take on the outcome for all competitors.
Yes, the money's nice. Everybody would like the money, but everybody's going to be moving forward regardless of whether they get the money or not. And what we did is I think we really unleashed this huge amount of innovation and courage around the country. And the educational leadership is always going to be driven not by us at Washington, but by courageous leaders, state school chief officers, superintendents, teachers, unions, principals, working hard.
Mary Bell of the Wisconsin Education Association Council says this latest news is a letdown, but education reform can still march on. WEAC and the governor's office say there's $43 million in Recovery Act money coming to the struggling Milwaukee public school system.
And the city of Milwaukee, with the state superintendent's office and the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, are working very hard to be sure that that money really applies and uses the kind of interventions and reforms that we worked throughout this package in order to make a difference in those schools.
In a statement, Governor Doyle said it was pretty clear that the Education Department failed to take the quality of Wisconsin's educational system into account. Doyle noted that other states recognized for strong schools like Minnesota and Iowa were also absent from the list of finalists. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.